Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Hilchas Tmura, the laws of exchange and transfer of the sanctity of a carbon to another carbon, which is the final of the six halachas in the Sefer Kabbanis in the book of personal sacrifices. Which yesh b'chlol and sholish mitzvahs, in their general category, there's three commandments. Achas mitzvah, say one positive commandment, or shtay mitzvah, say two negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, shlo yome b'vehema b'vehema, shouldn't transfer the sanctity of one animal into that of another animal that's unconsecrated. Beis, number two, shtiya tamur kodesh imhemer, that then the one that was transferred to should be also holy if he did this iser of tamura. And gimel, number three, shlo yishan hakadshim b'kedusha l'kedusha, that he should not deviate the sanctity of kadshim from one sanctity to another sanctity, which is a related but different halach. Uber mitzvahs elu b'prakim elu, an explanation of these commandments are in these chapters where they are four prakim. The first parak that we're going to learn right now is the prohibition of doing tamura. Parak Beis discusses how tamura is done. Gimel is regarding the sacrifice in the tamura. And parak Dal discusses the blood them, the children of the kadshim, and regarding deviation and regarding subterfuge. As we begin parak Rishon, the first chapter which discusses, like we said, this prohibition of doing tamura to a carbon, and those who can make a tamura. As Rama gives halacha aleph, this prohibition, this iser of doing tamura. Kol ha-meimer, whoever does tamura, which as we're going to learn in the next paragraph, is regarding if the owner of the carbon says on the unconsecrated animal that he has, he says, let this chuln animal take the place of this carbon. Loike, he gets lashes, I'll call behema behema shayama. He gets lashes of every single animal that he does tamura with. Shemek says in the pasuk in Miyuka, lo yechlefeno, should not exchange it, lo yomar isai, and should not transfer it, which is the iser in the Torah. Now, and this is in spite of the fact that he hasn't done an action, he just said words, which generally from tradition that it was learned. Generally, any negative prohibition that does not have an action related to it, one does not get lashes. There are some exceptions. One is minishba, if someone swears falsely or in vain. Umeimer, which Allah is discussing over here, that he transferred the sanctity from a carbon to a chulin animal. Umakalas chavei b'shem, and if he curses his friend with God's name, those are three exceptions to the rule. Shleishalav and Elu, these three negative prohibitions. Ef sheshiyib and maisekla, it's not possible that they have an action related to them. And yet, v'leikin lim, still this lash on them. Now, but then there's an additional question. Besides lav shem maisa, but v'lama looking al tamura. Says the Rambam, why do you get lashes for doing tamura? But I love sheba nitiglase. There's another exclusion to getting lash of a negative prohibition. If there's a negative prohibition that could be ameliorated, that could be remedied by doing a subsequent positive commandment, where in this Kishnev it says in the Torah of Imhama Yimirano that if he's going to do and make the Isra of Timura, Vahayuhu Smurasi Yakaidish, then the original carbon and the one that you transferred to will both be sanctified. Which that's the remedy by saying, okay, what you should do now. So that's called the Lava Nitik Lase. So why is there lashes for this negative prohibition? The reason is Mneshiyeshba Ase Ushne Lavin. Because there is a positive commandment and two negative prohibitions, which is Loich Lefenu and Veloyomer Isai. And the positive commandment of that both should be holy does not have the ability to uproot two negative prohibitions. Void moreover, she'ain love shabbos shavah lase. You can't really compare the negative prohibition to the positive commandment because whoever does tamura is going to violate the negative prohibition. But yet the mitzvah say cannot fully remedy it because not everyone who does tamura will the tamura become tamura. As follows, shatzibur, because when it's the public or vashatavan or even partners, Ein oisin tamura im hemiru. It does not actually make their chulin animal into a tamura sanctity if they do tamura. Afa pishem musharim shlo yemiru. Even though they're forewarned not to do tamura, so you see that the asay is not fully equivalent to that of the prohibition, because the prohibition has more applications than that of the positive commandment. So nimtzei saimer comes at that you say shayachet shehemu. When an individual does tamura, harei hatamura kaidish. So the animal of the chulin that he's transferring to will be sanctified. And even if he's going to do the tamur on Shabbos, he's going to get 40 lashes for having done this on Shabbos. Now, but the echem and asher tafen shehemer. But if one of the partners does tamura, or mi shehemer b'karben mekabon nesetzibur, someone that does a tamura from a carbon tzibur, ha'il v'yesh lebem shutafes, since there is a partnership in it, ha'reza loike, he's going to get lashes because he's doing tamura, but ve'en ha'tamur kaidish, but that tamura will not be sanctified. As we learn later on, that that's excluded, it has to be an individual owner. And therefore, you can't say that that say will be menatik, the loisasek, because it's not as strong and as global as is the loisasek. Now, alocha beis, echad ha-meimah b'zadim, whether someone does the tamur deliberately, or shahemah b'shkog, or he does it by mistake, had is oisa tamur, he has made tamur, but look, and he's getting in lashes. Now, Ketzer Rama qualifies and says, what type of error is the same as that of deliberate, which generally you only get lashes when you do something deliberate, is a meskavon lamim. If someone intends to say, intends to say that this should be the transfer for the oil that I have. But Va'amai ends up saying, it should be the transfer of the shlam that I have. So he's deliberate regarding the prohibition, because he knows that you're not do tamura. But he's just mistaken regarding the tamura that he wanted to do, and he made a mistake and they did tamura and something else. That's what we say, Areza tamura balaika. That's where we're going to say that a shaygig will qualify for the halacha of tamura, and he's going to get lashes, because we learn from Yia Kodesh, which says it's going to be holy to include that even shaygig will have the same halacha like mezid to get lashes. Now, let's say he thought that it's permitted to do tamura, and he did tamura. Or a different type of case. He said, I'm going to go into this house, and I'm going to consciously go ahead and do tamura. He went in v'shachach, and he forgot v'hemah shalei midaitoi, and he ended up doing tamura not consciously. Meaning they had warned him not to do tamura, and he says, no, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do it. He went in, and he forgot that they warned him, and he did tamura. So I raised the tamura, because it's like a quasi mazed quasi shagig, and but here where it's more shagig than mazed, unlike the previous case which is more mazed than shagig. So vein alekaland is not going to get lashes. So it depends when we say shagig is like mazed, depends certain cases yes, certain cases not. Now look again, continues regarding who is it that's able to make a tamura. So eno de meme behemtei, a person cannot do tamura on his animal, but carbon change life from a carbon to transfer that sanctity that's not his own, has to be his own carbon. Now, but let's say the owner of the carbon said, whoever wants to do a transfer in my animal carbon, could come and do tamura, then he does have that ability, and raise a meimah, by then he could do this isser of tamura. Let's say, the other way around. Let's say the carbon was his own, but the animal that he's trying to transfer to, that chul animal is not his, he will say in the tamura, it's not tamura, you can't sanctify something that's not yours, and tamura is sanctifying that thing, and therefore that also would not qualify for the isser of tamura. Halacha dalet. Hamaskaper husha isa tamura. Additionally, the one who's getting the atonement of that carbon, he's the one that can make tamura. Avalei hamakdash, but not the one who sanctified it. In other words, let's say someone separated a carbon and he says, you know that guy, he needs a carbon, I'm going to go ahead, let this be a carbon for him. So the one who's getting the atonement, it's called, like the pasuk says, karbanoi. The one who is sanctified, although it's from his flock, it's not karbanoi. So ketzad how so? So hikdash behema sheiskaber b'chaver. Let someone sanctify an animal so that his friend can get atonement with it. Let's say he sanctified the karbanas of a nazir. He knows that nazir is going to have to bring karban. He says, oh, you know, I'll do one for the cause. Here, I'll donate it for him. So, only the nazir himself, who he's getting the atonement, he can make a tamura from that karban. It's considered his own karban. There's not the one, although it's from his flock, who sanctified it. Because halachically, we don't consider it like his anymore, and therefore he cannot make tamura. Someone inherited a karban from his father. Now he owns the karban. He could do tamura. But let's say he left over this animal that's a carbon to his two sons and he died. Then they'll have to sacrifice it. But they cannot do tamura on it. Because they're partners in it. And partners cannot make tamura. Like we explained in Halacha Av. Biblically, a carbon of a guy cannot make tamura. As we'll also explain. But rabbinically, if a Gentile does tamura, how is it tamura? We do treat that chul now as tamura, as kachem too. Hekdash ha-goy behema she'iskaba be'yisrael, but let's a little more complicated. Let's say the goy sanctified an animal, but that a Jew should get atonement. Vehema ba-goy, and now the goy is doing tamura, how is it savik tamura? That's really savik tamura, because we said ultimately the goy was makdash, but ultimately we said the beskaba is to Yisrael, so that's a doubt if that's going to be considered as tamura or not. Aloch ha-zayin, echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim, whether men or women, im he-miru, if they do tamura, eisen tamura, they will have the halacha of tamura. A minor who has reached, however, the stage of being able to make a vow, which is what's called a mufla, kiyafalinder, which is at 12, a year before his bar mitzvah, shehema, if he does tamura, now, avabeshen, like, although he most definitely does not get lashes because he's a minor who does not get punishment, but yesh beisavik, there is a doubt that moise tamura, if he halachically could create a tamura, do we compare the halachas of tamura to the laws of hektish? Which just like a minor who could make an ed, that can be makdash, so can make tamura, or maybe that, no, since he's not in the category of punishment, and doesn't get lashes, so therefore he wouldn't qualify for the isser, which is related to lashes, and therefore it will not be as tamura. That's a safik. Halacha Tes discusses regarding the karbanis that the tamura is applicable to them. So in a kahana memirin b'chatas ba'ashem, a kohen cannot do tamura in the sin offering or the guilt offering of a yisrael that was given to the kahana to sacrifice. And that is, in the Chiddush is, although it's theirs, because they're going to get to eat the meat, not the owner. but einam zeichem b'mechaim, but they don't merit in it when the animal's still alive, and therefore they can't do tamura in the chatzis because it's not theirs. She'ein lem b'basar, because although they get the flesh, they only get it at shizark adam, only once the blood is sprayed. Moreover, ein kam emim b'bechayr, neither kam do tamura in b'chayr, where here's even a bigger chiddush. Af pishu zeichem b'mechaim, although he actually does merit in it when it's still alive, because it goes to the kain and it's his, but ein zeichem b'metchila, but he didn't merit it in the beginning. Who initially, when the animal is born, the firstborn, it's the Yisrael. Then he gives it to the kain. So it's not considered his, in that regard, to be able to make a tamur. But regarding the owners, that they did tamur in their bechar when it's born, as long as in their house, it's their carbon, which then they give over to the kain, and they can make tamur. So the kain, that if he does tamur in the bechar, which is born to his own flock, not a bechor that he got from Israel. Here also, obviously, there is a tamura that would also qualify as a tamura because it's his carbon. Halacha yod, elu shel kohen gadol. Regarding the ram of the kohen gadol, which he sacrificed in Yom Kippurim as an oila together with the par as the chatas, oisa tamura, that he can make a tamura on because that's his own kapara for himself, for the kohen gadol. So it's a regular carbon that a person has. Av a pari, but his bull, inoise tamura, he cannot make tamura on that. Because abishur shem shalai, although it comes from his own pocket that he pays for it, but hoyve echav kam neskabim, but since the fellow come get atonement with him for tumas mikdash gedashim on that par, harehim boy kishur tovrin, they are like on that as partners. And we said alach alav, the partners cannot make, if it's something is owned by partners, you cannot make tamura with it. Halach yidal for oifas vamenochas. Regarding bird kabbanas and flower offerings, there's no halacha tamura at all. Because the pasuk was only said regarding, as it says, regarding an animal and not regarding oifas and menachas. Halachid beis, kabbanis bedika beis. A carbon that's owned by the temple upkeep, which is an animal that was sanctified with the intention of being redeemed and the money's going to fix the base of Megdash. Here also, you cannot make tamura with that animal. It says regarding maisa behema, the tenth animal. In Vayikra, it says, you shouldn't differentiate between if it's good or bad, and you should not do tamur with it. Now, the question is, mice was already included in the general category of all kachim, which we know that we mentioned before, you're not do tamura. So, why was it singled out specifically to mention Issa tamur on mice of Hema? Ah, the Laman al Klal, that's coming to teach regarding the general category on the rest of the kachim, which is one of the Yugal Midrash Torah Dreshabahen, which is anything that was Bechlal. The Yatsam al-Klal is Lamed, not Loy Lamed al-Tzir, that's not only coming to teach regarding itself, Lamed al-Kulkudzi is coming to come and teach regarding the general category. To tell you, Ma Masa Karban, just like the 10th animal, is Yachid, is that of owned by an individual, and actually the Maisa Behema only applies by when it's owned by an individual, actually it does not apply by when there's partners, as the Rambam says, Perek Vav Helchas Bechariz Halacha Yud. So Yotzu Karbanis Tzibur, that excludes Karbanis of the Tzibur, that they don't have Maisa Behema, V'chein HaShutav, so two partners. Ah, so it's comparing Ma Maisa Karban Mezbeach, just and therefore that's the same thing as we're going to say regarding this law of Tamura. And Ma Maisa Karban Mezbeach, just like the Maisa Behema, is an animal sacrifice on the altar, Yotzu Kacha B'degabais, that excludes that from the temple upkeep. And Ma Maisa Behema, just like Maisa Behema, Hokers of Maisa Dugan is compared, because it says Asa to Asa, comparing the two Maisers of Maisa Behema to Maisa Dugan, the tithing of the regular grain. She'en Chayovim Be'el Yisro B'Legoyim, where we know Maisa Dugan is only for that of Yisrael and not of a Gentile. Yotze Kabanas Goyim, She'en Nesim Tamur, that exclude the Kabanas of a Goyim, that all these cases we said, that She'en Nesim Tamur, because it has to be comparable to Maisa Behema, like we explained in Allah Avav, and this is the source where we exclude that, like we said, of Kaban of a Goy, Karban that's a Bedek Abayis, and a Karban of a Shutafin, because it has to be like Maisa Behemo, which is that of a Yachad. Halachid Gimel, Hamakdish Balas Mum Kavu, if someone sanctified a permanently blemished animal, let's say it's missing a limb. So that Karban Einar Sittimur, you cannot make a Timur in that. Initially in the Skadish Gufa, Kiddush Gum, its body was never had a bona fide sanctity, because obviously it can't have a physical sanctity, because it can't be sacrificed. And therefore, Einar Kiddush's Dum, it only has a monetary sanctity, which you'll sell it and you'll use its proceeds for a carbon, which Rambam said in the previous halacha that monetary sanctity, which is kedusha b'deglais, you can't make tamur with that. Now, avul, but if let's say hamakdish balas mum oiver, let's say he sanctified that of an animal that had a passing blemish, which was not permanent, which it does get a physical sanctity. Or shekdish tamima, or let's say when it was sanctified, it was unblemished. And then it subsequently developed a permanent blemish. Oh, then it has a physical sanctity. Harizu oisat tamur, then you could make a tamura from that carbon to another chulin animal. Halach yudalt. Echad ha-memer tamem beval mum. Now, whether if you're doing a tamura of an unblemished animal to a blemished animal, where, again, we're talking about, for, let's say, in other words, we're taking a unblemished chun animal to take the place of the hektish that's blemished, as like we said in the previous halacha, meaning that it was unblemished when it was sanctified, and then subsequently developed blemished. Or the other way around, where if let's say that the chun one is blemished and the hektish is unblemished, or you're doing cattle and flock and cattle, or kvasim beizim, or izim bekvasim, you're doing lambs with goats and goats with lambs, meaning one is the chun and one is the hektish. In the kevus beschar, mischar in the kevus, you're doing females and males for females. Or you're doing 1 for 100, or 100 for 1, and this is, it doesn't make a difference. Bein bevas achas, bein bezer chazu, whether you're doing it simultaneous, you're doing subsequent. Either it's a tamura, either way, it's going to have a lach of tamura. But look at kimin habahem shema, and you're going to get lashes according to the amount of animals that are doing tamura on. Again, it doesn't make a difference how the combination is. Halacha tezvav, in a tamura is a tamura. Something that itself is a sanctified because it's a tamura, that cannot make another tamura. And also, v'leivulad behemus ha-hektish oisa tamura. Neither can you have the offspring of kachim animals to make tamura from those offspring, where we're talking about specifically where the animal was sanctified and then it became impregnated after it was sanctified and then they gave birth. So that offspring cannot make tamura if you're going to make tamura for that onto a chulin animal. Shlemek says in the pasuk, v'hayahu smarasa, it and its tamura. What's it and its tamura? It sounds like it's specific and excluding something else. Who it is v'lei v'ladei and not its child, u'smarase and its tamura, v'lei tamura smarase and not its tamura smarase. Now, avol ha'meima b'behema, let's say someone does tamura in a kachim animal. V'chaz v'heima, and then he goes and does tamura with it with another animal. V'chaz v'heima, then does tamura with another chulin animal. I fell elfim 1,000 times, chulin tamura, the olgami tamura, but like kol echad v'echad, it's going to last for every single one, k'mesh ra'an, like we explained in the previous halacha, yudalot. Halacha tezayin. Now, eimim mirin evarim o yubarim b'shlemim, v'lei shlemim b'hem. You cannot make tamura with a limb or a fetus in a complete animal, and not a complete animal for a limb or a fetus. So either one, for the hektish animal, the chulin animal, cannot be just a fetus or a limb. Ketza, as the Rambam explains how so. So I mean, if someone says, Ragla shal behema zu, the leg of this animal, a yoda, or its hand, should be takas ayla zu, should take the place, should be transferred from the sanctity of that ayla. Or he says, or the fetus of this animal should take the place of that oila. So in that tumor, that's not going to be a tumor. But chen so to the other way around. If someone says, behemazu, this full animal, should be takas yoda oiragla shoilazu, should take the place of the hand or the leg of that oila. Or he says, behemazu, that this animal should be takas ubarash al chadazu, take the place of the fetus of this chadaz. In the tumor, it's not going to be a tumor. It has to be a full animal, where we say, behema vehema, has to be two full animals. Allah Chazan continues regarding tumor in an animal that's invalidated to be a carbon. Hameima beklaim, if someone goes and he does tamura in an unconsecrated animal, an animal of chulin, that chulin animal was born from a male goat and a female lamb. So it's a mixed breed. Or he's taking this kachim and he's transferring onto an animal with a mortal defect. Or the Yitzhak that was born through Caesarean. So the animal has no clear sign of gender or has both signs of gender. So the sanctity of that carbon is not going to take effect on this chulin animal. And it's like you're trying to do tamura onto a camel or a donkey. Why is that? Because these species, Klayim, Trefa, Yitzhak, and Tumdu, Madragonus, their species can never be carbonous. They're not going to get lashes because tamura is only taking it from a kachim animal to another equivalent chulin animal that could be a carbon. Now, Mabin Elu Bamum, so Ram explains, what's the difference between these animals that we're describing over here and a blemished animal, which we had previously said, that if, let's say, it was blemished, that you're going to say tamura and it's going to be effective? The difference is, Bamum Yesh B'min and carbon. A blemished animal, its species, you could bring a carbon. Elu in B'min carbon. These species, a trait for this category, you cannot bring a carbon, and hence, therefore, it's different than that of a Bamum. Al-Khidches, Horeveva Nirba, an animal that's sodomized or was sodomized, that is the equivalent of a bamum, and therefore vayisim tamura, therefore it would make tamura v'chein kol yitzbam, and anything similar to that, where if it has a similar type of a problem, let's say it was designated for avodah zarah, again, it's something that it's considered not as categorical that you can't bring a carbon, there's just something specific that was blemished in it, and therefore it would have the halach of a tamura. Lachi yutes, behema shechetze kodesh v'chetze chol. If you have an animal that's half sanctified and half unconsecrated, for example, let's say it was owned by two partners, and one of the partners went and sanctified his half. So lo yosu tamura. So if you transfer that animal to a chulin animal, it's not going to make tamura. And also, v'le nasa tamura. If, let's say, you went and you said that this animal that's half kodesh, half chol, should take the sanctity of a sanctified animal, neither one of those will make it tumur, because it says in the pasuk, v'mhama yomer behema bevehema. So it has to be that the behema of chulin has to be completely chulin, and the behema of hektish has to be completely hektish, as we said similarly before, behema behema, and therefore it's not going to qualify in either end if it's half and half. Halacha chaf, kalachatoy shadina shimusu. All the chatois have to be left to die. The vlad chatos, tmurus chatos, chatos mes baleh, chatosha shenisgaper baleh ba'achar. There's certain types of chatois that the halacha is that they have to be left to die. So those chatois ain't an oisid tmur. You cannot go ahead and make tmur with them because they're waiting to die, so it already lost its sanctity and therefore cannot make tmur. Now, however, chalchata shadina shetira. But any chatos that halacha is that it's left to graze at sheyibul b'mum until it becomes a blemish and then mitimachah, then it's sold. Then I said tomorrow. Then it actually could make tomorrow because it does still have its physical sanctity. And moreover, its money is going to be ultimately brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it is qualified for tomorrow. If someone separates a female animal for his carbon pesach, for his carbon oil, or his carbon ashram, which is not valid, has to be a zachar for these three carbonas. Still, I said tomorrow, it could make it tomorrow. Now, Alpha Bishan and Runly Kardav, why? Even though it's not fit to be brought as a carbon, why is it different than Trefa and all those other ones? Now, Hoyl Biyodli Gedusha's Damim, since yes, first of all, it has a monetary sanctity. And additionally, Vadim Tamim, they're also unblemished, unlike those. So Yodl Kedush Aguf, it does have a physical sanctity in spite of the fact that since it's female, you can't bring it for these karbanos. Now, Aval, however, in regards to Chatois, it's different halacha. Hamafish Shor L'Chatos, if someone separates a he-goat for his Chatos, which the Chatos of a regular individual has to be a female from the sheep, not a he-goat, Morva or V'nasi Shemesh Seir L'Chatos, if the king brings a she-goat for his Chatos, which the Chatzis Benassi has to actually be a male he-goat, or the Kohen Gadol Shivish Par L'Chatos, or let's say the Kohen Gadol separates a cow for his Chatos, which the Kohen Gadol Mikvim actually has to bring a bull for his Chatos, so in these cases, in the Maisim Tumura, they're not going to make Tumura. Because Shekol Mashanim Bechatois, in contrast to Pesach and Oil and Ashram, whoever deviates by the sin offering, learn the Skat Shekol, has not been sanctified at all, Vafil Kedush is done, and even to have a monetary sanctity, explain the laws have been validated carbonos in Perek Dald, and therefore by Chatas it would not have any sanctity, and therefore it would not have the halacha of Tmura.